Hello, welcome to the White Noise Podcast. This week we're joined by Kieran Carley.
Hey, Carlin.
Did you plan that?
Yeah, we did in the Uber, actually.
Yeah. Real boring trip.
Middle name, I'm going to guess it's Sean.
It's Sean. Similar spelling.
Yeah, I was close though. Bloody close.
Clever you.
What's that?
I said, you're clever you. I was just sort of bigging my mate up.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's all right.
It definitely wasn't to you, was it?
No.
Ryan. Oh, yeah. We're also joined by Ryan Locke.
Ryan.
Back with the rhino.
Yeah, I'm mixing it up a bit.
I like the rhino.
She's not back with the rhino.
It's been 3 years, mate. You need to get over it.
Who is she with now?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you? I assume you do.
I don't know him personally, no. No.
Ryan, move on.
I'm trying.
I know where he lives, but I don't know him personally.
I've gone through his mail. Yeah. Weird that.
Yeah, it's weird, Ryan. Max Smith.
Hey, guys. Really happy to be here.
Tom can't be here because Kieran requested Ryan. He said, I'm not dealing with that loony bloke. He's just... He's a lot, isn't he? You've had to get the train here. Then you sit down. It's just... non-stop.
So he moans all the time.
Yeah.
Right, I was always going more for like, you know, chaos, but he does moan a lot. He does moan.
Chaotically moaning.
Yeah. He's lost his job now. He's lost this job.
Yeah.
Saw that on the way here.
You just see him begging on the street, yeah?
I was hoping... he asked me for change. I was like, you're not on later then.
Can I have change your beard hair, please?
I felt bad, but I wanted more information.
I guess,
by the salon thing in the first place.
Yeah, I think we all were, and the managers were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're doing it.
Especially with this fucking trip.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the salon, Ryan, you got a fresh new trim.
Yeah, I saw myself in the recent podcast.
I saw how it ends.
And you know, even though I do look in mirrors and things, I just think
a whole wig. Fucking hell. Jesus.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I do look a bit of a mess. I mean I did have my trousers on my top half, but yeah. It doesn't help.
You gotta distract.
All I was looking at was the mess of the beard and the hair, so got a bit of a trim on Monday.
You look good, man.
Cheers. Because I don't want to get rid of the beard.
No.
Too many damn compliments.
Any from women yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
My mum.
More just sort of like, oh.
Is that a compliment?
Didn't your mum say it tickles?
My mum hasn't said anything, actually.
She called me and said she's got some mad thigh rash.
Oh. I'm going to have a go at her when I'm next to her.
Don't do that.
It's near mum. I don't know.
Thank you for joining us, Kieran.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I'm a patron.
Wow!
Jesus,
that must be the first ever patron we've spoken to. We do speak to some. I mean,
was Chris not one?
No,
cheap
Chris
bastard.
Chris will message me on occasion. Not done it for a while actually. Since he's been on going listening to this in the gym. I think you're just telling me you're in the gym, aren't you?
Yeah.
He has to let people know. And this is probably the worst thing to listen to in the gym, I imagine. Not because you can't focus because you're laughing. Just. Oh, it doesn't take you to that place, does it?
No.
I listen to it in the gym.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't do music in the gym ever.
Really?
Yeah, never.
What do you win, laugh, you lose?
It's either this podcast or it's Finn versus History.
Well, I've not listened to that. I know it's very popular.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Funny guys.
Were you good at history at school?
I got an A in history.
Ooh.
Yeah. Nice.
Nerd.
But we did Ireland, so I was like, oh, this is sick. This is great.
What did we just got the war? Like the Treaty of Versailles?
Oh, rubbish.
Yeah, that's always a shit. World War I's boring. World War II...
Yeah.
Proper baddies.
Yeah.
That's in the sense of...
proper fit. Yeah.
Flicking through the pages.
Oh, Himmler.
That'd be good. Is that your favourite historical period? The Irish? I only think of potato famine with the Irish.
Yeah, no, I think of bombing Brighton.
Take that out of context. What did you do during your week,
bombing, by the way. it's an interesting period of time.
Yeah,
just that one moment, bombing Brighton.
Yeah,
is it taking out the pier or taking out?
It's trying to take out Thatcher.
Oh, right.
It feels like a hitman plot.
You meant like Jack Joseph and Isaac HB. UK TikTok could be gone if you got Brighton.
Too busy though.
Is it?
It's nice, but it's just too busy. Too busy. Too windy, and the beach is just stones.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's not
I've
great.
Always said I'd want to move there if I have to move anywhere in the UK.
Never really? Said that to us.
You've never heard that before.
Yeah, I've always said thought Brighton because I've heard it's supposed to be quite
not always said
a cool hip city.
Yeah. Are you cool and hip?
100%.
Okay.
What would you do your first day there? You've just bought a new house.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
All right, babe, you want to go check out the beach? I've heard it's all stones, though.
I'm your landlord.
I'll go on my own, then.
Aren't you all stoned?
Piss off.
That's so cool and hip, Brian. Yeah. So really cool and hip.
And then I'll just walk down the streets, get a sausage roll, sit by the beach.
The seagulls are going to have you there. Mm.
Yeah.
They're
not even going to be fussed about the sausage roll. They're just attacking you.
Taking you back to Salford.
No.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Maybe stay put.
For now.
Also, because I was saying this to you the other night.
Mm.
A few years ago, I was saying, I think Ryan and his current living partner, Dave, are going to be together when they're 40.
Yeah.
And I should have done that bet with someone. Because I think it'll pay out.
What's worrying is that we sort of said that, you know, it was sort of jokingly said a few years ago, oh, by the time, if I get to 35 and we're still living together, I'm just going to get a dog and we'll both look after it. We're like, yep. But it's getting closer.
How long have you got left?
5 more years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
but then
much
3 years
have
flown. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Would you get married? Because there's like tax incentives to get married, you know. Like you and Dave could do that.
We're getting a dog together, might as well get married.
You may as well.
But we'll cross that bridge in a few years.
In a few years.
It takes like 2 years to plan a wedding. It'd probably start.
Not with these guys.
No. Ours would be very last minute.
Yeah.
Big house party.
Big house party?
Yeah.
You still haven't had your housewarming party yet.
Yeah. We'll probably have a housewarming party when you have a housewarming party.
Housewarming you slash marriage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hugh, let the dogs out. Hugh.
Not great. Well, unless...
What's not great?
Just letting the dogs out, but then, you know, I guess it depends on
what...
about
your toes on holiday?
I'd never get them out.
Tom, you're an influencer nowadays, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And you've been pushing Hugh out there, talking about how you have it morning, noon and night.
Obviously, it's vegan, which is great for me.
Why?
Vegan?
Because I am vegan.
You've got to listen when he speaks, Max. He has mentioned that before.
Just think about other things, mate.
Go on.
Hugh.
Your feet. And this is 35 grams of protein. Isn't that? They've crammed it in, haven't they?
And this is, I mean, this Black Edition's quite new as well.
I've got some facts on Black Edition. Certain flavours they have 40 grams of protein per serving. And 173 health benefits. This meal powder is your ultimate convenience solution. Ready in 60 seconds. We have a challenge there.
Go on.
Tom, if you wouldn't mind, as you're the Huel pro. What flavour have you got?
This is chocolate.
Chocolate. And you're having that with water, yeah?
Yeah, that's all you need, mate.
Looks like you're cheering for someone.
Huel.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the lovely benefits it gives you. Did you know you get 17 full meals per bag?
I did, yeah.
I suppose you know how much that costs per meal, then? From as little as £1.79.
How much, really?
£1.79. So we've had 60 seconds, if that.
I didn't even need it.
Ooh, taste test.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Genuinely, really nice.
Can I give it a taste test?
No.
You can't.
They said they don't want you to have it.
Am I not allowed at one of those lovely health benefits that you keep chirping on
fine,
about?
You can have one.
Black Edition powder that Tom and Max have between them there is an online exclusive. With our unique code, which is WNP10, you can try Huel and get £10 off today using our code WNP10. Well done. The minimum order value will be £60 to get that £10 off. Fill that hole for many weeks. With our code, you get £10 off. That's WNP10. Thank you, Huel. Cheers.
That's good.
Cheers. Kieran.
Yes.
I'd like to start off with a great segment called Stephen Tears.
Ooh,
nice.
Straight in.
It's blind ranking, but with it.
No, I like this one.
Yeah. Do you want to get a whiteboard and write down the.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe Max, you do it just so we can read it.
Yeah.
No offense, Ryan. Okay, Kieran. This topic is your videos.
Oh,
so we have eight videos from your YouTube channel, Kieran Carlin. Isn't it? How should I be pronouncing Kieran?
Kieran.
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 Kieran. Kieran.
That's funny.
I don't. My mum doesn't even pronounce it like that, and I'm like, you named me and wrote it down.
Kieran. So is it the accent over the A?
Yeah.
The second A.
But everyone says I say it wrong, but I'm like, well, I'm just not saying it with, like, a Northern Irish accent.
Yeah. Could you?
Wait, it's just
we can get Ryan to do it. Kieran.
But then it just merges and eventually becomes like Karen.
I'll stop being racist. First video up is I tried every form of potato.
Oh, that was horrible on my stomach, like most of them are. I'm gonna go six.
Six.
Nice.
Solid six. Mm. What was the worst form of potato you had?
I feel like it was probably... I was surprised by a baked potato.
Yeah?
Because I don't eat much potato at all. And a baked potato... It's probably like
a jacket potato.
Yeah.
Jackie P.
Oh, I love a Jackie P.
Yeah.
But I don't want... It's like with roast potatoes. I like the little crunchy ones. But if I've got a big one, I'm just eating the inside. I'm like, well, what's... I want the crispy skin.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's why mashed potato, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat the inside of the chip. I want to eat all chip.
Yeah. I like skin on fries there, I said it.
Yeah.
Skin on fries, they're good.
I'm a chip fiend.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Bloody love chips.
Not when he's at the casino. Loser.
It's just sad.
Yeah. I spent 24 hours in Benidorm.
Oh, that was fun, that. And I will have... Well, I have a few bad words about Benidorm. But some majority nice.
Really?
To an extent. Until the sun goes down. And then it becomes horrific.
It's a bit like the film Sinners.
But I haven't seen that, but I assume it's probably worse than that. No, just at night, they're just like, oh, you want drugs?
Oh,
just constantly.
No.
And I'm like, no.
You brought me home.
I'm quite a safe guy. I feel like I'll be the guy who tries drugs once and dies.
Yeah.
Which I thought the same with the marathon. I thought if I did a marathon, I just thought the worst way to die would be doing the London Marathon and being overtaken by someone dressed as a fucking fridge or something. And your last thought is just this guy like, ooh.
Someone dressed as a doctor, because you'll go, oh, my saviour. And then they just keep going past. Drinking my Garmin.
I'll stick that one. Oh, no, second. I enjoyed
second,
that one.
Yeah. Very nice.
Got to watch the 3 p.m. kickoffs. With a £5 sex on the beach. Oh, like a pint of it.
That is good.
In the sun. You're like,
what time of the year were you there?
September, maybe. It's still warm.
That's a good time. Peak time.
Yeah. It's not quite peak time. You've lost the chaos of August and July. Number three. Can I bowl a perfect game in Wii Sports Bowling? Something I've never done. And boy, did I try during lockdown.
It might be early, but I might go one.
Yeah.
Might go one.
He's locked it in.
Nice.
It felt it was just a massive sense of achievement. Pretty cool. People like it when you say it, and then you think about it, you're like, actually, that's not that cool, actually.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It hurt quite a lot.
Really?
It really does your wrist in. It really, really just messes your wrists up. It's horrible. And then you have to learn how to bowl with an injured wrist, so you're just sort of like... Like that, rather than actually bowling.
There's people who, like, I remember playing it against people when it's tennis, for instance, and I'm doing a full-on swing, and they're just doing, like, the little wrist flick, and it's really demeaning when you lose to them, and they've just got the timing down to a T.
I'm pretty sure, like, the world record holder for Wii bowling is, like, some 80-year-old man that just does it through his legs, yeah.
Through his legs?
He sat down on his little chair, and he's like...
Oh, I thought you meant like that. Yeah. I went to.
What's this on?
Let's get his grandkid to hold his leg up.
Okay, we've already got number one.
Yeah, number
one. So it's only downhill for me. I watched every Fast and Furious movie without sleeping.
Ooh.
Without sleeping. Sorry, I was just
without sleeping. Yeah, that was.
What film is the hardest to get through?
Tokyo Drift.
Is that early on?
That's like the third one,
I think. Yeah,
third actually. Apart from the intro bit, not that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a bit. You think of the song and the drifting, and then you're like, well, that's not Paul Walker. I still do that now. And you're like, oh, Japan's sick. And then after a while, you're like, oh, I'm a bit bored of this.
Yeah.
This guy's a bit wooden.
Yeah. I think they filmed some of the Fast and Furious in the Birkenhead Tunnel. I think they did. I might be making that up. I'm pretty sure they did a bit of the film there. You imagine when they're doing all the locations, you got to tell these A-list actors, it's a Birkenhead Tunnel.
I was trying to, when like Paul Walker died and people were like, oh, well.
Spoilers.
If he.
I don't mean on the car.
They probably were. Not anymore. They was like, oh, he always said if he was ever going to go, you'd want it to be that. I'm like, in a blazing fire. That seems insane.
Yeah.
I want to slowly succumb to the flames.
Yeah, that's not good.
Trapped in a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Seems intense, that.
It really does.
If I had to die, I'd just like to drift off slowly.
I think in my sleep, that's the one where you don't know it's happening.
I think in someone else's sleep.
Goodbye.
No, just like your partner's there and they're asleep. You're like, oh, I think I've had enough, actually.
The fridge slowly goes past you.
What numbers have I got left?
You got 3, 4, 5, 7, and 8.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to go 3. I really love doing that.
Wow. We've got 1, 3. Yeah. We had 2.
2's Benidorm.
Wow, so we've had 1, 2, 3. Will and E gave me 10 minutes to spend £5,000.
Did he do that to you?
No.
It was... did I like that? It was very stressful. Because I don't think, oh, buy 10 iPhones, I can sell them on. I think, what do I need?
Yeah.
And then so I just bought a better computer to then do more work for Will. So figure that one out.
The people think it was set up like he's bought you this so you can do more work. And then it's like, oh, no, we'll make a video of it.
I just wanted a better computer. I just didn't really think about it at all.
That's probably one of those where when you see other people doing the videos, you think, oh, I would have done way better with that money. And then when it comes to round.
Just pan. I bought a Nintendo Switch.
That's not bad.
Don't play it.
Right. That is bad. I think the worst thing about those videos is the really demeaning thumbnail. It's like a credit card held in front of you.
Please.
And you're going...
But I like when in YouTubers videos where there's like a big prize.
Yeah.
And all the people doing it already have fuckloads of money.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, brilliant. Well done.
It's like when the Sidemen used to do like the wheel and stuff and it'd be, oh, we're giving away £100,000 or something. And people go, what? Like, Calyx in that, I think, gave me 10,000 or something. And people were like, oh, you got 10,000 pounds? No, it's not real. None of that is real. But the real was real, I imagine.
I'm going to go 7.
It's not really your video.
Yeah, it was. I was just at a point when you just sort of... Videos didn't really have to be, like, proper videos.
No.
You could just sort of shit something out.
Yeah.
It was more like this happened, rather than you had to do, like, a whole thing.
Kieran's E-Boys Photoshop Challenge.
Oh.
R.I.P. to the E-Boys.
Yeah.
Bring them back, I say.
Yeah, you should go, where are they now? I'm interested.
That's your next video right there, mate.
I did enjoy doing that one. That was fun.
The Photoshop Challenge was a good premise. Was that they do stuff in front of a green screen? Was it?
What one was this?
So this is Kieran's E-Boys Photoshop Challenge. So is that based on the E-Boys series where they do Photoshop and stuff?
Hmm. I feel like that did that get a bad rap on the E-Boys? Or not do well? Or did do well? I can't remember. I remember really enjoying them.
Yeah. They were bonkers.
It's just a fun little easy just screen record, cut it up, get it out sort of video. I'll put it 5. I'm interested what else is there.
Okay. Drinking in every Wetherspoons in London in 24 hours.
Cool.
Oh, that is my favourite.
Like an old friend.
Yeah. It was like, do a second one. I'm like, it is quite long though.
How long did it take you to film? Not 24 hours, it's...
I'm not sure how. It must have been like 12 hours, 13 hours.
Jesus.
I think it was between 18 and 20 spoons.
Oof.
But the first one opens at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely obscene. And it's in a train station.
Nice.
So I'm not quite sure who's having a pint at 6.
With the drivers.
what was the bleakest part of that video? Are we talking... Number 11.
Oh, no. The bleak spot was there's a Spoons near Trafalgar Square.
Okay.
And then, which is just down from number 10. And there, it turns out there's a big protest. So I think it was pro-EU, but outside the pub we were trying to get into was just a small counter-protest, which was just a bunch of gammons.
Yeah.
And my favourite clip is just one guy going, fucking Germans, just towards all the pro-EU.
Whilst doing a Nazi salute.
it's a very confusing bunch of people.
So where's that one going?
You've got 4 and 8 left.
Ooh. Oh, it has to be 4. I really want to do it again, but I want to do it like Top Gear style with like 2 teams.
Yeah, that's always a good way
That'd
to
be
go.
Good.
Last one then, number 8.
what's the shittest?
Proof Morg's mum is faking her video.
No. Oh, that was from like an era when I'm well happy with that. When you just sort of get annoyed, sort of like at other people's videos, be like,
yeah.
Or like it was so obviously fake, and it was just sort of right, like you wouldn't really understand the game.
So you're putting a lot of time into videos, and then you they're just getting away with that.
You end up sort of comparing, but it's it was like peak sort of react time of being like, oh, this fucking wank stain, and then you sort of get a bit older, you're like, oh, that's quite miserable, isn't it?
is there any reaction video or commentary video you regret?
I feel like I wasn't calling people horrific things. I feel like I was taking the piss out of the situation. Yeah. But it was like, it wasn't too far off the time of, like, Morg's videos were for children.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. So it was just like, I didn't really watch it and be like, oh, yeah, this is for children. I'm like, fucking what twat's watching this? And then it's just like an 8-year-old. Like, to be fair, if I had an 8-year-old and they were watching it, I'd be like, maybe. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it really weird.
Watch every Fast and Furious instead.
And don't sleep.
6 a.m. in spoons with your kid. Come on. 17 more to go. Well, thank you, Kieran. We have...
Right, so at number 8, we have Morg's mum. Number 7, we have Will and he gives you £5,000. Number 6, every type of potato. Number 5, Photoshop the E-Boys. Number 4, every Weatherspoons. Number 3, every Fast and Furious. Number 2, 24 hours in Benidorm. Number 1, Wii Sports Bowling.
Nice. I'm really happy with that.
Yeah?
Yeah,
well done. Kieran, can I please quiz you on the life of young Kieran? Where did you grow up?
In Essex.
Oh, yeah. You don't strike me as an Essex
boy.
Essex boy. No, well, my family are from Ireland, but my mum was born in Colchester. Because my granddad was working on building the University of Essex when he came over.
Well.
And then they just stayed, and then I was born. My older brother were born. So we're not like... My mum doesn't sound like she's from Essex.
Yeah.
I feel like we just have quite a neutral... There's not too much accent there.
What's the most stereotypical Essex thing that you've maybe acquired or done? Ever worn a gilet with slit back hair?
Oh no, I was emo Essex.
Were you?
Yeah.
emo Essex.
Yeah, I had purple hair.
Wow.
Yeah. And before I cared about stuff as well, I just wanted purple hair. Wasn't like a genre or person. I had fingerless gloves, stripy ones.
Pretty cool.
Which people criticise. I'm like, if you're trying to eat crisps and it's cold.
Well,
that's tactile. There's another reason that you'd want to wear them, right?
Well, there was only one reason that Ryan had. What was that?
Fingering.
If I wanted to finger a girl in the snow.
It was just... Yeah, do you know what? I don't know what was going through my head.
Well, we know, don't we?
It's pretty obvious, Ryan. Yeah.
But the fact I wrote that joke because I wear fingerless gloves all the time. at the time, anyway.
Were you doing the other thing all the time, or
no?
I always think of is it the sticky bandits from Home Alone when I see fingerless gloves? Because that's what they had. Oh, like
sticky bandits. They're probably doing it as well.
Yeah,
but they're also the wet bandits, and they probably had more success, didn't they? So you were you're a young emo boy in Essex, skating.
I tried to skate, but I think I enjoyed. I preferred rollerblading.
Oh yeah, rollerblading.
Not
man.
Skates, blading. Okay.
So is that the
line of wheels rather than
they're
the
trickier.
Cool, and they allow you to grind on the curb as well. So a little hop onto the curb.
Nice. Did you ever grind?
Oh, I gave it a go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Pretty sick. I did have skateboards, but instead of really like I've never dropped in on a ramp.
No.
Terrifying.
No. That, did you see the world record for that?
Over the Great Wall of China.
I don't know, maybe it was that, but I was just watching him drop down. It was
ridiculous.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't know how he kept
it going. One wrong move, done for.
We used to, me and my brother and like sort of our friends, we would all sit on our skateboards, go down a hill, and then you would just try and like hit each other off.
Nice.
That's a good game.
It's really good.
Me and my sister used to lie on them, and we'd sort of, the other one would push it with a brush or a broom, and it'd be like curling, but with humans. And we had like a maid and a clothes, so I just saw the chance to crash her into that. But I sort of ran off before I could see what happened.
We used to hang out in the skate park quite a lot.
Yeah,
next to a five-a-side pitch and a McDonald's.
Wow.
Pretty cool, yeah.
More do you need?
You would say to your mum you'd stay around one of your mates, and then they would say that about yours, and then you would just all go to the skate park with like
to
a...
To sleep there.
With like a, or you wouldn't sleep. You would set fire to stuff under the ramp.
Wow.
Under the half pipe.
Okay.
Yeah. Throw in a deodorant can, see what happens. Big bang.
Yeah, batteries are
pretty
fun.
Cool.
Yeah,
blown up batteries, yeah.
We set fire once to, it was a very controlled environment. The ramps were metal. So, you know, in Asda, they've got those like plastic big trays they bring like bread in.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, stinks. Absolutely stinks. Yeah.
Any bread?
No bread, no, nah. Just the plastic, just the worst possible fumes you could get.
Yeah.
Under the ramp, which is made of metal, so that's slowly getting cooked.
Yeah, but yeah, you could theoretically make food on the top.
Oh, that'd be fun, yeah.
A little egg.
Little egg, yeah.
Smith there being the entrepreneurial
being cooked. Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Nice. You don't need Mackies. We can cook better stuff here. And then in school, are you in the emo group there?
Yeah.
So is it the same school group that's...
Yeah, yeah, that's secondary
park.
School.
Yeah.
So I went to secondary school at Colchester, and then went to primary school in a town just outside called Wivenhoe.
Wivenhoe.
Which is next to a place called Fingringhoe.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on the list of funny names. The only time I'm fingering out is when I'm wearing fingerless gloves.
You can have that.
Do you want that?
I don't. Yeah. Did you go to university?
I did.
Where are you going for that?
Southampton Solent.
Oh, did you go there, Max?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, for a year, yeah.
Oh.
What year? Yeah. What year were you there, Kieran?
2014 to 17.
Okay. No,
I would have been 2012. Yeah, 2012.
Maybe there were still murmurings of the great Max Smith.
Weirdo that came and left.
Loads of people went there. Mikey, Will's editor.
Oh yeah,
he went there. Yeah, yeah.
So is it like a? Does it specialise in?
I don't know if they still do the course, but I was the first year of a film production course.
Oh.
And they just had loads of good equipment. There's two unis. One Southampton Uni, which is for people who like words and are clever, and then Solent is for people who. My best mate did football studies. So if you like to watch football or you like to watch films.
Football studies. I mean, we did a comedy course.
Yeah, I did a comedy course there.
You're still doing it, Jordan.
He went to a house party once, and he was talking to a girl, and then she went, they had mid-conversation, and she went, I met a bloke the other day. He went to uni and did football studies. And he was like, yep. Yeah, I don't do that actually, yeah.
I mean, it's really hard to then try and go. No, it is a genuine course. You did learn.
It sounded like you're the stupid one.
It sounds like a genuine course, but he said on like the first day, they went, only 20% of you will work in football.
It's not a bad ratio to
be fair. Like,
no, it's quite good.
But I think like two people became like a football coach.
Okay.
There was like a Bosnian bloke who he was like, there was some news article that was like, the next Mourinho.
Ooh.
But they obviously, he was like the guy everyone took the piss out of because he just like did all the work.
Loser.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Did you get the, so when I went, into halls, they had these booklets just full of deals.
Yeah.
And I had the Subway one. And it was like, buy one, get one free. Well, that changed my life.
What halls were you?
For the better.
Were you in halls?
I was, I can't remember the name.
Was it Lucia Foster Welch?
I think it was.
The big, it's like a prison complex.
What room number?
Well, I think it was 201. I don't know why I actually remember that.
Hand that came under the door and took the book.
Got any Subways, mate?
So I hated halls.
Yeah.
It's just people live like animals.
Yeah.
I can't. I live on my own now and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You're quite a clean man.
Very, yeah. And if there's any mess, it's like, oh, I did that.
Or you've been burgled.
Rather than no, I only live. I always live up one floor.
Okay, and then never more than one floor.
I reckon I'd go. I think about this. I'd go either first floor up to I reckon fourth, Fourth, I reckon I could jump out and then tuck and roll in case of a fire or zombies.
Just imagine that on the viewing. Just jumping off the balcony on the floor. I'm going to take third, actually.
False alarm, no fire.
Like, you're going to, if there's a fire, you're like, oh, I reckon you're fine on the fourth.
Yeah.
Above that, you're like, well, I'm not allowed in the lift. Yeah. There's firemen in the stairs.
Yeah. How high up would a hang glider work, do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know. Because I was on the sixth floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I jump, I'm done.
Yeah.
You're done. Even if I aim for a bush, I'm done. Hang glider. I think maybe a parachute. You start to get some traction just as you
hit the floor and die.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
We've got a tree outside our balcony.
Ooh.
Oh, but it's still a fair distance.
Living like, up,
I
was going
to have to try to jump onto the tree, but I think it would, fuck me up.
Yeah.
The tree.
I like the thought you're on the tree, you're safe, and then the fire just hits the tree.
it's like autumn, there's no leaves on it anymore. It's so dry. You have to hop to another tree and just keep
to the
just
keep, yeah. Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon. At the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
nice.
You
did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month. With uni, did you have fun?
The course was good, but mainly because you could go and rent out like 20 grand cameras for whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
They just had like these two blokes who were exactly as you could possibly imagine in this thing called The Hatch. And you just go in and you could be like, can I have this next week for 2 days? And you could just have it.
Sure, we had that, but we didn't realise until the very last week.
The last week?
Like, last week of third year was when we did How to Be Stormzy.
Yeah, our course is weird.
And that's... We only realised we could have been doing this the whole time.
Oh, my God.
They didn't really advertise it. They were just like...
No, they got... We had two guys in like a hatch. possibly the same ones.
Yeah. It's weird. NPC jobs are so weird.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you go home.
No.
Or have feelings.
They were these guys were like really nice. They'd help you with everything, but it was like the realisation, we should have been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah.
We've been dossing around. Did you film anything that you still love to this day?
I never had to reference anything. I think I wrote probably about 500 words my entire course.
Really?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Oh, I fucking hated references.
We had to write a lot, and it was just, in no way was it useful.
The highest mark I got was an essay on racism in the media. It's like, why are we doing
that
for a comedy
enough?
Course? God. It's probably too much.
Probably. How do you get the highest mark for saying probably?
Yeah.
In conclusion, it's probably.
Yeah. Racism.
Sorry,
bad.
It wasn't a true or false question.
No, make it your own mind. Right? I'm not an expert. If our course did 500 words of writing, that would have been lovely.
Yeah.
So instead of a dissertation or whatever, we just had like a final major project.
Yeah.
And so we just had to make a film. And for some reason why, we did something called drinking games. And so we filmed in a pub, and it was about some bloke, I didn't write it, some bloke who, I don't know, I think he ended up being like the devil or something or whatever.
Yeah.
Classic. But we had to shoot at night. So for like a whole week, I had to be awake from 7 in the evening until like 8 in the morning.
Ooh.
And we just filmed like that.
Yeah.
And I was focus puller.
Oh,
so I just had to make sure it's nice and crisp, which was difficult because I didn't know I needed glasses then. So I was like, that looks good.
Just trying to blag it to Nazi. Yeah, you're not supposed to focus. It's supposed to be, you know, like you're drunk as well.
It's all a dream.
we had to do 2 weeks of creating a video project. And this guy was the director.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to go into detail, but it was the worst 2 weeks of my life.
I had a great 2 weeks.
It's weird when stressful. They give you like these shit jobs, because I was like continuity guy.
Yeah.
And it's just like
every few hours.
Like filling up a bowl of
continuity.
Cereal again.
Yeah, Max just walk around going, continuity.
Out the room.
Continuity.
I just kept going, yeah, continuity, mate.
We all got, it was I got so kicked shit, out the man. Room.
Yeah.
Me and Tom had to, they'd just send us on the most menial jobs. Hmm. Like, Stephen, can you go buy some apples, please? What for? Needed one apple. I'm the schedule guy. yeah, it was miserable. We did a sketch show as our dissertation. That was us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Me, you, and Ryan. You did a YouTube channel.
Firsty Boys, yeah.
The first.
Trying to get that first. Still haven't got my grade yet.
Wasn't a first.
No.
I'll tell you that much.
We got told off because we did a podcast. And they were like, oh, you filmed it, so it's actually a vodcast. So we're going to mark you down.
It's weird when you hit an age and you're just like, oh, all the people older than me aren't inherently smart know everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you are just maybe a fucking idiot.
Because on the video project one, I had a disagreement with the teacher right from the get-go, and she held it against me the whole time. Even in my end, I got a really shit mark, and it was because I disagreed with her.
I think I was one mark off of first.
Oh, wow.
Which is like round up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did the focus putting, but I also edited the whole fucking thing. And other people got a first. I was like, yeah. Well, that's not...
That was always a thing.
Unkind.
In some of ours, it would be like, you have to film something and, you know, someone would write it all and then you'd film it and someone else would get a higher mark and you think, hang on, I wrote it all.
But sometimes, you know, when you do like an essay question at the end of that project, so it's all like, so my essay question was acting in sitcoms. So everything was about being an actor in a sitcom. I didn't write the sitcom.
Yeah, and some people just fluke their way through uni. Talking about fingerless gloves.
What was I going to do? Say, I didn't write this. Don't hire me as Mark.
Don't worry.
Don't mark me as hire.
As Mark.
Piss off.
Who's Mark? I think we had to do, like, we had to keep a little diary. And I found mine from that. The 2 weeks when we did the video project, and it's so passive aggressive and catty. It's just me slagging off the teacher. It's such a waste of time, and I question why I got a low mark for it. Anyway, we have some lovely questions, mainly written by Max Smith, cheeky viewer. We're going to start off with one of my questions, actually. Oh no, this is you. Man has mad editing skills. Self-taught?
Yes. I didn't do. I bought my own. I did my own. I brought my own. Like, I feel like no one has a desktop computer anymore, and I've had one forever. In secondary school, I learned how to build them. That was like a core, like a subject, a GCSE you could take.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, it was sick.
What?
Yeah, it was great. You do like 2 hours.
How old are you?
30.
We're the same year. So
I'd never heard of this.
No, yeah, our school did.
Like, we would have been at school at the same time.
Yeah, it was. Did you go to like did it have a specialty of technology?
No. They just
PC they just built it.
Yeah, oh, class. Yeah,
wow.
That's why I always build my computers now. Not because it's easier, just because it's fun.
Yeah,
it's like Lego. It's great.
I can't believe that.
But it looks better at the end.
It seems like to me. It seems so complicated. I don't know. You've done it, Max.
Yeah. I bet your one's sick.
It's all right.
Oh, it's annoying, isn't it? What have you got?
I said,
what are your parts, mate? What are you rocking?
I don't
the
even
guy
know.
The skate
I
bought, park.
I spent like $5,000 on one, and then I wanted a really small case.
Yeah.
And then it just turns out it was so fucking loud.
Yeah.
So I had to get rid of that and get a slightly bigger case, which was annoying.
What's a case?
Just the
just
case,
the
it,
case it comes
you put everything
in. Kind of
but
case.
Everything just kind of fits in one spot, so it's quite hard to do it wrong.
Oh.
If you build one.
Yeah.
Because you can't like...
I think you'd quite like it.
Yeah.
If you like puzzles and stuff.
I hate to brag, I finished a jigsaw this week.
Yeah. Ooh, how many pieces?
1,000. I did. Well, I'm doing one of those where you can't see the picture on the thingy.
You get the ones where it's like, what are they looking at?
No, that's my nan's level was that. I'm not there yet. It's what happens next. Like,
oh,
so
yeah, that's fun,
you see
yeah.
a picture there, it's like,
oh.
All chaos kicks off. I go through a weird phase where I'll start doing puzzles and then I'll drop out of it. Because I had a PS5 for 2 weeks and went, no, this is too much time.
Yeah.
Let me do a jigsaw.
I can't play games on my own.
Really?
Just I used to be able to play games all the time and I can only play like multiplayer games.
I'm the opposite. I used to play multiplayer all as a kid. whereas now I just play single player ones.
So what was the question?
Yeah, all self-taught. All self-taught. I brought my own computer to halls, so I had a desktop computer with two screens in halls. Which is pretty cool.
It is.
You want to come in here?
Did you have purple hair at this point?
No, I was past that. Yeah, I did on. In halls. I did get my first haircut from a professional hairdresser.
Wow.
In halls?
But yeah, before then, my mum just cut my hair.
Really?
Yeah. That's and she's not a hairdresser.
Yeah. Oh, his mum is a hairdresser.
Yeah. It was terrifying the first time.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh God, I'm going to have to talk.
That's weird because it'd be the opposite for me because my mum once cut my sister's hair and she's not trained and it was an awful experience for everyone involved.
Yeah.
So the thought of having a professional just seems, yeah, that'd be, they know what they're doing.
But I still don't like going now.
Really?
Yeah, I still perform. Like, still I really don't want to go. No, no, thankfully not. No, I just go in and then I sort of like, be like, oh, can I have this? They're like, yeah, yeah. And they'll do it. And you can't, I don't think anyone would ever say, oh, this is bad. But I really struggle to be like, oh, this is exactly what I want.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, but you're the professional. So yeah. Like, they're like, oh, this off the top? I'm like,
yeah,
I guess so.
Whatever you think.
Yeah. Yeah. Just and make it look not
go,
shit.
What the hell is this? What have you done?
You ruined me.
But yeah, all self-taught. I did like a editing module at uni and was like, they would make you use this program called Avid. And it's what...
I've heard of that.
It's like, that's when I was like, oh God, these people are really just trapped. Because it was, they would use, it was like, oh, they use film, they edit, use this for like proper films.
Yeah.
And it's just the slowest, most painful, like 90s looking UI ever. It's all grey and awful.
You want some Windows Movie Maker, don't you?
I just used Premiere Pro and I was like, do I have to use this? And like, well, it's not technically on the thing. So I just didn't go in and then just edited it in my halls on my computer.
Yeah, nice.
I was like, yeah, brilliant. Because it was like learning how to like cut and stuff and ripple cut and everything. I'm like, oh, I know how to. I can do all this. But it was just YouTube tutorials.
Yeah, fair. Nice.
So you didn't need to go to uni?
No, I went because I didn't have my own room at home. I just wanted to leave.
Nice. Yeah. So how soon after uni did you start working as an
editor? I got a job before I graduated.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I graduated. So you finished in like what, March, April or something?
Yeah.
And then I got a job at Football Daily in Oxford Circus before July of that year.
God, yeah. Look at that.
Because I didn't want to move home because I was living, because my brother went to Solent, my old brother, and when he finished, I then went to Solent. But there was only two bedrooms at home, apart from my mum and stepdad's room. So it was like, there wasn't an extra room.
Yeah.
I didn't want to share a room again. So I shared with my little brother, who's 10 years younger than me, for like 3 months and then moved to London.
Very nice.
Which is sick.
That's crazy.
That's cool.
When I joined Football Daily, I was like so buzzing because it was like, oh, I'm working not only in football and got a job technically in football before my mate
did daily?
football studies, but it's like, oh, and it's like YouTube. It was owned by Sky, but it's like, oh, I'm just making YouTube videos. But the week I started, the day I got back from uni, my mum was like, the cat's dying. The cat I'd had for like 18, 20 years, called Claude.
Great name.
Yeah, she named after Claude Makélélé.
Oh, I thought you meant like a cat pun.
No, just because
she'd been violent.
She had been alive since like, I guess 1998, I guess.
Wow.
And she was like, you know, have you ever had a pet for like fucking ages?
Yeah. Had a cat for a while.
They are just like,
yeah,
just like your best mate.
Especially if you're like a little anxious boy growing up or whatever. You got a cat who's just like, I like this guy.
Do you reckon it was you leaving that hurt the cat?
Well, don't put that on him. Jesus Christ.
No, my mum was like, oh, she held on till you came back. And then as soon as I came back, she was like, oh, fuck, cool. And then just like, was like blind and constantly meowing and just like, we had to like pen her in and then just go to the toilet everywhere. Mm. But these guys
have both had tragic pet losses.
Yeah.
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 Go on, Ryan.
regale us with your
time. I was about to go golf and put everything into the car and I sat down into the car ready to go and then I saw my cat at the other side of the road and I just thought, I don't know why, I just got really tempted to just go and hug it or whatever.
So I got out of the car.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's probably worse.
So I got out of the car and just went, Minxie! And then come over. And then as it came over, a car just went bang like that, and it like bounced over the top. And then it got up and then like ran over to me, and I was like, oh, thank God for that. And then it had a seizure and died. And I was like, oh man.
Well, how do you that know is... it was the car?
What do you mean? Do you think
might have been having a seizure in about 5 minutes anyway?
Oh yeah, yeah, no, you know, maybe, I mean? Yeah.
That's like, a good point. It's like when someone, you know, they you know, got the COVID vaccine and then they died. I'm like, well, but what else did they have? I'm like, oh yeah,
it
they were 50
for
stone.
It to go.
Yeah.
That's a horrible death.
But, yeah, but you know, I've been telling this story for years now, and these guys love it.
He's doing like the after dinner circuit.
I was desperate for like, but it was my first week. So I was desperate to, I couldn't, I had to go in.
Yeah.
Even though I was travelling from fucking Colchester on like a packed horrible train for £500 a month. But I couldn't go in and tell them, be like, oh, I can't come in first week because my cat's dying.
Yeah.
It just sounds pathetic.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, but I did really like that cat.
Yeah, that's a tough first week. I think first week of uni, my nan died.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gosh, she didn't hold on for me. Just ran off, you know. Selfish now.
She ran off.
To heaven. I want to say,
yeah, fingers crossed.
But you know what? Selfishly, I didn't mind it because I wasn't enjoying Salford at the time, so I was like, oh, I get to go home. I get to go home for the funeral.
You're enjoying the sun salutations.
Yeah, but Football Daily, that was, I used to watch Football Daily quite a lot.
Yeah, you come from Stat Wars. Yeah.
Stat Wars. For those of you who don't know, it was like a... I'll let you do it, Kieran.
It was a football quiz show set in a spaceship purely on the pun of Stat and Star in Star Wars.
Right, okay.
It preceded me, but then there's a guy called John Babb who was a referee, and then he stopped doing it and he left. And then... then they were like, oh, Kieran, you be the ref. And then so I was the ref. But trying to follow a much-loved...
Yeah, people don't like change.
Yeah, they don't like change, yeah.
But you did it. You did a good job.
Thank you. It was the first time it was... people were like, oh, this guy's got a lisp. And I was like, I had no idea. No idea.
I never said the letter S until...
No one had ever said anything or like, I can't hear it. I can hear it if I'm tired and I record a voiceover. I feel like my mouth is also tired. And then I listen to it back and I'm like, oh, fucking hell. It's strong, that one. But no, absolutely nothing until then.
I remember the first time I heard my voice back.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, this is so mumbly and nasally.
Yeah.
Sorry, listeners.
I used to be a huge mumbler. My old brother would like translate for me.
Where were we? Oh yeah, so Football Daily. Mm. And then how many years after that do you go, I'm bigger than this?
XO tried to hire me. Mr. Adam Boltwood.
Oh, Bolty!
Yeah.
Did he you know, lay on a full seduction package?
No, it was, I snuck out at lunchtime for a pint with him somewhere, and then...
Oh, no, he brought out a bag, didn't he?
And then... got loads just, done that day. and then it was like, he was selling it to me, but at Football Daily, I'd gotten it down to an art where I would go in early, so that I could avoid the Oxford Circus traffic, and I just edited what I needed to do in about 2 hours.
Wow. 3 hours.
And then I would pretend to work or just slyly edit my own stuff or just go to the gym and then come back. So I was looking for more money, but the same amount of responsibility actually not doing that much. And it sounded quite intense. And I can't lie, he didn't sell working for True Geordie very well.
I think with that stuff, I was always... on the outside of it, I wouldn't know what's going on. I remember we had James Allcott there.
Yeah, yeah.
He was behind the camera. And Lawrence, I thought, was our editor. But I don't know if he was. I think he was.
It was... there was something about... I think True Geordie like had an argument with someone partner at Ball Street.
Oh, the owner, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and there was, I know, someone was maybe thrown or something. Not in an Ethan James way. and patron. And I was like, oh, that sounds like...
So it was after that?
Yeah, it was after that.
Oh, We were dead and buried.
But I think because not long after Will,
you would have edited us to Manchester slang.
Yeah,
Tom Bobbins, classic.
You wouldn't need 2 hours for that.
I mean, not long after Will hired me.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was Will trying to get me.
Yeah, probably.
And then I used the offer to get more money at Football Daily. And then, so I could just get paid more and still do the same thing. And then went and worked for Will.
Nice. How was it with Will?
It was good. I feel like he wanted someone to... I feel like he wanted a friend, to be quite honest. Because I had my own computer set up at home, but he bought one to have in his flat. So I'd go to his flat and work.
Really?
Yeah. And then COVID happened and it was just sort of like, can I just do this at home?
Yeah.
But I understood. But it was just like, you'd be editing and stressing over it and whatever. And then Will would come down from his room and then he'd be like, you want to have a game of FIFA? And I'm like, I do, but I also want to go home as early as humanly possible. It was strange at the start, but it was fun. But
What was your favourite video you worked on?
The Belledale theme one, where she bought him a car. Quite fun. Just because we got to go outside. And I always find that he's always like content. In my head, I'm always like, I kind of want to go home. Like, I feel my internal dialogue is just like, can I go home now? but I don't deal well with like, so we were filming in the car park and like, it was right by like London Bridge. She had parked the car at the top and... That's I don't annoying. Deal well with like confrontation or whatever. So like the security I came over was like, oh, you can't film in here. Whereas Will's very much like, you know, film the thing and apologise after.
Yeah.
Sort of thing, which is good to what you're meant to be. Where I'm more like, oh, can we film?
Can I go home now?
Can we, this is stressing me out. But what if they do this? So I just found it quite stressful, to be honest.
Yeah. So that was your favourite video?
that was the favourite one. Just got to go outside.
It is now time for... I'll give you a little bit of celebrity gossip.
Ooh.
Jingles playing.
Oh, wow.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Diddy caught drinking moonshine in prison after telling judge he is sober.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Jingle's already playing, man.
Oh.
Classic mistake.
I think we'll probably go after the... Oh. it's now time for your laugh, you lose.
Nice.
Kieran, last time it was myself. And I didn't get anyone. I'm a loser. I'm a bloody loser. And I realised, Stephen, hey, you have to change things up. You have to be really clever with it. So I'm going to just quickly become a new character and I'll come back. Today I'm going to do some magic maths. And I'll be doing it mainly with our volunteer here, Kieran, who I've just volunteered. And the timer sort of thing will begin when I start asking Kieran questions. So first of all, if you wouldn't mind closing your eyes at this point, please. Thank you. Oh, yeah, thanks. Sorry, Max, I'm going to... Just don't look at it.
Okay.
Look at your whiteboards. And Kieran, I'm going to give you that one.
Okay.
You can open your eyes. Don't look at your whiteboards yet, Max and Ryan. Kieran, let's do some magic maths. You will be able to use your pen and whiteboard. Are you only good at maths?
No.
Shit. Okay, so first question. So 4 times 10. Mm. You can say it, sorry.
40.
Take away 20.
20.
Add the year of your birth. It's quite hard, that.
Oh, 2015.
Yeah, lovely. And then get rid of 15.
Yeah, 2000.
Divide it by 2.
1000.
Draw a famous person on your whiteboard, please. And don't show it to any of us yet. I've already got my prediction written, so he's got ears isn't a giveaway. I can't use that information. Kieran, let's see your picture, please. And who is it?
Savile.
Okay. Max and Ryan, take a look at your images and tell me if I'm correct. What have you got?
Just beat Bonnie Blue's new record.
I have a man's ass on show with Ryan licking his little lips.
That was magic maths. Thank you. Tragic, isn't it, Gary? It's tragic. 10 minutes.
Just be Bonnie Blue's record. That's hilarious.
Your Snapchat. I don't have Snapchat, but I had to download the program so I could do that. It's not even the right font. And that image. I don't know who it is, but
that's the guy. That's the before picture, isn't it, or the after picture of some guy's
on the PT
weight loss thing. Yeah, shocking.
Yeah.
What did you search for that?
Well, we
In our group chat.
Yeah, our friend.
Talking about the Ryan picture?
He started working with the PT, and then I looked at the PT's Instagram, and that was one of the pictures of like. And I was like, "What are you going to have to send to him?"
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's still on there. So that's been...
pants are they?
Oh, I don't know. But hey, it's
clearly
working.
Like, yeah, it's briefs working. Or something that's just...
There's no way that they're white at the bottom.
No.
That is insanely in there.
Do we have Stephen Lies? Do we do Stephen three segments in a row? Let's have it. Jingle's playing.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Kieran.
Yes.
As our special guest, we have asked you to prepare three tales.
Ooh.
One truth and two lies, is that right?
Yes.
Lovely. Please, take it away, Kieran.
I have shaken the hand of the late Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II while she was alive. couldn't be bothered to queue up. I had to execute a small bird when I was 12.
Wow.
And I used to sell my own comic book complete with trading card game.
Wow. Mm. That's three good stories.
It is, yeah.
Max, where do you want to begin?
What's this comic book called?
Are you familiar with Captain Underpants?
I am. He's right there.
Well, I very much enjoyed those books. They were interactive, so I thought I would just copy the fuck out of it. And I made Super Diaper Sausage Dog.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Original.
Yeah.
Super Diaper Sausage Dog.
Super Diaper Sausage. So
I can draw him right now from memory if you'd like.
I'd love to see
that. Yeah, I'd love to see Super Diaper Sausage Dog. How many copies of this did you make?
It was in primary school, so I would make a master copy. I would I would then photocopy them.
Nice.
And then I would go to my mum to Staples and get them. I'd get them photocopied at Staples, and then I would staple them together at home, and then I would sell them to people at school.
Wow,
that's cool.
For like 20p.
And how did the trading card game work?
I can't recall rules. I assume it was like Pokemon, because I was a big fan of Pokemon. I would essentially just made up characters and then gave them little like attacks and points and health, and then I would laminate them at school.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
How many people got involved with the trading game?
I'm not sure. I did cry once because I accused someone of stealing from my tray. not intellectual property, just physical items.
My IP!
And yeah, I can't recall exact numbers, but I think it did well. I think I made enough money to like £3 or something, but from 20p's.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah.
Does that pay back the lamination and the staple?
No.
So much debt.
But as childhood memories go,
yeah.
Class.
You're a creative man.
So that was kind of the essence.
That's nice. Good.
Yeah, that's fun.
Did you have a sausage dog?
No.
What was it about that? Was it just the name?
It's just a funny shape, isn't it?
It is,
isn't it? There's not many animals in the shape of food.
Or with fins on the head. For listeners, Kieran's drawn...
I assume that's a cape.
It's a cape.
Oh, it's a cape.
And he's wearing pants.
It's a sausage dog with pants and a cape.
Pants and a cape.
It's good.
Yeah.
And what stood out to me there was the stolen from your tray, because I just remembered we had trays. That's a good...
Not very secure.
No, they're really... You just pull them, don't you?
Just open them.
Yeah.
It's
a lovely detail.
Did you get a lot of... Did you sell a lot? Like,
I think I did all right. I think I was mainly engaged in the making. I just enjoyed making them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does ring true. Mm.
Are there any particular storylines, like the origin of...
I can't recall the origin. I do recall he had... So I had some friends at school who were both Irish and they were identical twins.
Wow, what were they called?
Luke and Dan.
Luke and Dan.
I bet a few of them.
Not very Irish names. And so I came up, he had a nemesis called, I think it was Luke the Lofty Leprechaun. And he was a tall man. And I think he was defeated by the sausage dog and then they became friends.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's nice, lovely, yeah.
Was he still a leprechaun even at his lofty height?
Yeah, I think I was into irony. That young. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, he's a leprechaun, but the size of this bastard, he's huge. I'm actually quite happy with that. I came up with that. That's pretty good.
Did the sausage dog need the diaper? Was he...
I think it was a fashion choice, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I've gone for diaper, because it's very American.
It is, yeah.
Why do you do it, Ryan?
Wear diapers.
Fashion choice?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Ryan Locke, everybody. Now, the Queen.
Mm.
So what year are we talking when you shook the hand of the Queen?
It was also in primary school. So they did the University of Essex. They had a big new building built, which I believe the current king called an eyesore.
Oof.
Dickhead.
your grandfather worked on that, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yes, he did. Don't know what he did. Might have just stood there. But...
So,
so they were doing a grand opening for this new building. I think it's very reflective. That's what they do. It just looks like a bin.
Maybe that's what he didn't like.
Yeah.
The reflection.
He likes old stuff, like racism. Boring. And so they're doing an opening, and then so all the schools in Essex got like a... It was just like they were all going to send like free children to go stand at the side.
Is your brother coming?
Prince Andrew's going to open it.
Is Andrew now?
Can I leave you open?
Can I undo that ribbon?
Three children? I thought you said free children. Signs left.
And... Yeah, so it was just, there was no like sort of competition you had to do at school or anything. It was just, we're randomly picking three children who maybe want to go meet the Queen as she walks down the sort of thing.
Oh, your hand shot right up,
didn't it? What about your Irish roots? Were they not?
No, we're not like we're going to bomb anyone Irish. We're just like it's good that we're not, no one's dying anymore.
Yeah.
Sort of Irish, yeah.
And where was this?
Although now I would reject it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You turned down an MBE recently.
I did, yeah.
Would you do that, Ryan? No, you'd love it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, actually, no. I would accept it, and then I would try and wheel the sword back onto him. That'd be a good struggle. I don't want to do death by cop. I want to do death by like royal guard.
Yeah.
the ones who don't do fuck all. They just stand there and shout at tourists for getting too close.
Yeah.
Imagine being killed by that bloke.
Oh.
You might not even die. You might win. You might overcome it.
Yeah, and then I think you legally become part of it.
I think so.
Because that's kind of how stuff used to work.
Yeah.
Surely.
Kill the other guy and be like, well, that's mine now.
Yeah.
So, flag.
What was the Queen wearing? I'm just looking for a detail here.
Mainly Urban Outfitters. little Gorp core number. Yeah. Loves hiking. Just like something green.
Green?
Yeah,
nice
like
green
a,
number.
Like a little green dress, yeah.
Yeah.
A juicy tracksuit.
Do you have a crown?
No, just any tracksuit she's wearing is juicy.
Not now.
No, probably
dusty.
Well, she's pretty moist now. Yeah. Was moist when I met her. So was Andrew. He could sweat then.
And did she
Gentle
say anything
lover.
To you?
Did she say anything? No. It's just more of a just
got any of them trading just
like
cards
a, hello. Yeah. I was like, do you want to buy my book? Oh, she's got a corgi. She'd love it.
Yeah, she would. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have a corgi now.
I do. Might be
they, did they die before she died?
No.
Are they still going?
The weird rule.
Bury me with them.
Yeah, I feel like when she goes, you have to kill the dogs.
Yeah. It's part of the ceremony, I think.
And every swan.
Maybe you were meant to die that day. And you were going to golf.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Was it a golf that hit him? or her.
So I didn't see it. I didn't see the car because it was so...
Maybe it didn't happen.
Batmobile.
It was so quick.
To be fair, if you did see the car, that would have been worse if you caught the cat over.
Yeah. I kept posting on Facebook, though.
Quick!
What were you posting insurance on money, man.
Come on, mate, come on.
I was just posting things like...
cat insurance scam.
whoever speeds... Is a twat, basically.
You were posting.
How old were you?
Yeah. It was 2013.
So we were at that uni. Long ago, what?
Yeah, no, it was during first year. I think it was in like October.
Were you playing
year.
Golf?
So whoever speeds is a twat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I heard you on Facebook and you were writing that.
Yeah, and Twitter.
I was probably thinking, this is a weird one liner.
What's the.
what's original for once.
What's the minimum speed to kill a cat? It can't be that fast, can it?
Would it be worse if it's slower?
Like, yeah, sort of really purposeful.
Yeah.
But like I say, it bounced over the top, so it didn't go under.
What was the second story?
The second was. Oh, God, I have to read it. I had to execute a small bird when I was 12.
Oh,
how'd you do that?
They're like grey slats. I don't know if they're like slats for like a
concrete slab.
Like, no. Well, I don't. Know, they're like tile. They're quite thin. They're usually like in the garden or like by like a shed or something. Yeah. And so in Colchester we had this window that sort of it can open like a door. Or it can open like that.
Yeah.
Depending
nice.
How you do it.
Yeah.
And a bird flew into it and somehow got in, even though it was just like that.
It
was injured. We didn't really know what to do. It was just me and my old brother at home. And he's a bit older. So I'm like, I'm 12 and he's 15. And then so we put it in the garden because birds are from the outside.
That's true.
It's a good start. And we didn't really know what to do. Parents aren't coming home for ages. So they're just like, sort of leave it. But then you sort of Google RSPCA or PCC. Yeah. No, PCC.
RSPCC for children. For birds. Yeah, A's. Don't get the children wrong.
Yeah. it could have been a youthful bird. and it was just struggling and making noises. And it was just sort of like an awkward, like, they were just kind of like, we can't really do anything reasonably.
Yeah.
So
you're like, I've got this, don't worry about it.
It was like, well, you had to make a decision and you can't really go back in the house and the window's open because it's a warm day. That's why it was bloody open. And then you can't go back to playing FIFA and just hearing it in the garden.
Yeah.
So it looked fucked, to be honest.
So instead of turning the volume up on FIFA, you're going to have to kill.
You just grabbed a stone.
Didn't your cat want to get the bird?
My cat was not interested in any animals.
Plain hard to get.
It would find mice.
Yeah.
Go like grab it like that, and then go with its like lower feet
like a bongo drum.
Like 5 minutes.
Wow.
And then just be like ah. Leave it and just walk off.
I remember when I was younger, I was in my uncle's conservatory, watching TV, and in the garden, the cat was just taunting these mice, and you just like I don't know if I can just sit here. Well, just like knowing this thing's going to just rip open a mice in a minute.
But my cat wouldn't rip it open. We'd just play with it and just let it live.
Yeah, well, nice. Mm.
Yeah.
Or nouse. Fuck you know.
Mum was correct. Mm. I don't believe that story.
No.
Straight away, I'm going, no.
Really?
I love the detail of the tray. I'm stuck on that, you know.
Yeah, these are three good stories. But
yeah, they are.
I just feel like a 12-year-old just straight up murdering a bird. Is an issue.
It wasn't immediate. I was like, oh, that's fucked. And it's like, no, I'm good.
I would have waited.
No, you're dead. You're actually dead. Yeah.
I think...
Oh, there's a cat outside.
I met Prince Charles. He was Prince Charles at the time. He came to our school. So now they did that. I'm torn between one and three.
I feel like one's... Yeah.
Which one was one again?
The Queen.
Queen.
Ryan, you haven't asked any questions. You want to ask something?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to ask something.
He doesn't. He
just feels the pressure.
The Queen.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Philip there as well?
No, just the Queen.
Good question, Ryan.
Yeah. Interesting.
He's busy driving his Land Rover into somewhere he shouldn't.
Yeah. How does that change your thought process? You said it was interesting.
Yeah. They just travel together a lot, don't they?
Do you think it's the Queen or the
I actually slightly think that the bird story is possible. The thing that's maybe leaning me towards not is I think maybe your older brother might have done it.
Should we all take a different... Because I think it's the third one that's true. I think the dog story...
I think the sausage dogs, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said the queen. Oh,
so no, I meant one? The first story that...
Should we go with the comic then?
Yeah.
Ryan, what do you think?
You want to go with the bird?
Don't care, do you?
I'll go with the bird. I do care. I'm going to go with the bird.
Okay.
The comic book one's true.
Yay!
You got it wrong, Ryan.
Yeah, idiot Ryan.
Stupid.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Honestly, he's really put me off.
Pick up some bits as you go. Hiya.
You're right, mate.
Oh, hello, boys. My man.
Hello.
Do you want to talk into the mic?
My man. Name's Carl Berg. Nice to meet you.
I'm not going to shake your hand, Carl. You seem dirty.
Yeah, no.
You look a bit mental, to be fair.
Oh, my name's Carl Berg. You might have heard of
me. What's that?
Oh, that's just a tattoo.
What's that on your arm?
Oh, that's another tattoo.
You must be properly gone.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of podcasts and all things YouTube related.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Saw some bloody legend and I just copied him. But anyway, it's not about him. It's about
what is
me.
It about Carl Berg?
Well, I'm here really because I want to. I heard my boy Kieran was going to be on.
It's not how you pronounce his name.
Kieran.
Nope. Nah, say it again.
That's how I pronounce it.
But yeah, I've just told you it's not how you should.
Kieran Carlin.
No, you. What, how do you pronounce his name? You're a big fan. You love all things YouTube related.
Kieran.
Thank you.
Kieran Carlin. Yeah, and I'm Carl Berg. Right?
Yep.
So I was thinking we could maybe do like a joint...
Sorry, where's the S come from there?
Yeah, that, yeah. Carlsberg. Yeah. Carl Berg.
Have you just remembered it? It's on the shirt next to you.
Carl Berg? What do you want about, mate?
Don't worry.
So I was thinking maybe we could do like a sort of joint channel together.
Yeah.
You, me, collab.
What do you want to make?
I've got loads of different video ideas.
Could we have the best five, please?
The best five, yeah. Lawn mower or lawn blower? Is it easier to mow the lawn yourself or to suck off your gardener?
Depends what the gardener looks like.
Well, these are the things we're going to explore in the video.
Okay.
Why have you... Yeah, okay.
Carl, do you have a garden?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Have you got a gardener?
It backs off into the motorway. Sometimes I throw rocks out there. Just stand at the top.
Is that one of your video
ideas? It's hilarious. Yes, yes. So this is interesting. I've got hundreds of videos on YouTube, right?
Already?
Yeah, yeah. I just haven't posted them yet.
Oh, so they're unlisted?
They're unlisted, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I'm waiting to put them all public.
I imagine the police will want to take a look at the motorway one.
No, they'll never catch me.
Well, you...
They'll never catch Carl.
You're going on public forums and saying...
Oh, but I'm not going to say, this is my address. This
You've
is where I live.
You've told us it backs onto the motorway. You're throwing rocks up there.
Difficult to discover.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's worrying.
And you have
a
quite
a
distinctive look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not name, though. It's quite a forgettable name, Carl Berg.
Well, that's another video. I can do an apology one. I'll split it up. Part one, part two.
Am I in the apology as well?
Is it you'll have to be.
Okay, nice.
Why does he have to be? Yeah. What if he doesn't want to be?
Do I have to suck someone off in the apology video?
He's been throwing rocks off the motorway, has he?
Not yet, no.
And rocks, not stones, rocks.
Yes, so the one with me throwing rocks will come out first. A few months later, you and me can do it, can't we?
That tattoo on your arm, is that some of the rocks you were throwing off?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And they're very big.
Mountains.
And do you not think it's silly to film yourself, you know, committing crimes?
Oh, not at all.
Any other crimes
it's
you've
bloody
done?
Bloody hilarious. That's the main reason I love watching YouTube.
Yeah.
Crime.
I don't think there's many crime on YouTube.
Stuff that I look at is.
Go on, can we have it?
God.
Yeah, so what's the biggest crime? I mean, it's mostly to do with cars. I love vandalism. Really up my street.
Up your street as well.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, it's always up my street.
Is it you doing it?
My father was a vandaliser. He got me into it.
Why do they call it vandalism and not cardalism?
Oh, that's clever.
I'm going to name one of the videos that.
It's a bad title. It's a really bad title.
No, it's not. It's good. Play on words.
What are some of the titles you've already got?
So we've got Scratch Me If You Can.
So Scratch Me If You Can.
Yeah. It's from the point of view of a car. So I'm in the car and I'm driving around winding people up.
And, is it your car?
Yeah, sure. Rental. Wow, it's a rental. So it's my car when I rented it out.
And you're scratching the car, or you want people to scratch your rental car.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw,
and you're winding people up enough that they want to...
Yeah. Could be just, quite costly, that.
Poor financial decision.
They'll never catch me.
And what is it about Kieran and his videos that makes you think, oh, we'd work together so well?
Yeah.
It's the style of stuff you do. You know, eating all the baked potatoes or potatoes. We can do stuff like that. I mean, imagine if your followers...
He's already done it.
What's the crime element we would add to that?
We'd steal the potatoes. We do it then and there in Asda.
Wow. Well, so
you're eating raw potato
there, aren't you?
Yeah. But
that's not that, a crime. It's not just,
you know, they've got crisps there. But I bet you haven't had frozen chips before, have you?
Not when they're still frozen, no.
Exactly. And imagine if your followers got together with my followers. You've got like a Roman orgy, mate. Bloody Roman orgy.
You've got one video up yet, mate. Have you got followers?
But what I'm saying is, you know, we'll get a contract down now. This time next year, I'll be bloody rejecting everyone other than you, sir.
What kind of brand deals are you aiming to put on these videos?
Oh, just whoever takes me, to be honest.
Let's say you get... You're rejecting
everyone.
No, yeah, but, sorry, it's in other collaborations. I won't, you know, I'm not going to do anything with you.
Let's say you get HelloFresh.
HelloFresh, yeah.
Can we see what that would look like just before you start throwing stones into the...
How do you segue from crime?
You never start with the advert, Max. You've got to show them a bit of content first.
Okay, well, can we see that then? Is that okay?
Of course, yes.
So you're throwing your stones?
So, yeah, we'll go for the famous stone throwing one then. take that, you prick. Take that, you knob. Oh, hello, fresh. Then I'd throw...
You got to do more. You can't just say the name of the company and stop.
Hello, fresh. A brand new deal. If you sign up now, you get 40% off. That's 40%.
It's quite good.
For your first 5 boxes.
Should I make it more realistic whilst
you're
doing that?
And then it's $29.99. Shut up! Piss off! My child! 17 different recipes to choose from. Veggie options alternative. Shut up!
Oh, shit.
There he is, get
him! If you want great deals, follow me!
Fire at will!
Slap and tickle channel!
His name's Carl.
Oh, wow, okay. You follow him.
So that's good, you really stuck
to task there.
Yes. I've been trying to get adverts because obviously I've got all the videos made, but none of them are sponsored or anything.
That's because you haven't put them out. People don't know that now.
So
this is just a desperate...
Is it not going to be a hassle? You've got 100 videos, you get a brand deal. Are you not going to then have to go back into those videos to re-edit?
Well,
a brand deal into it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've been throwing stones like months ago. You're then going to have to refilm yourself. That's going to be tough.
Well, no, I don't. I'll edit it.
Sounds a bit negative, don't you think?
Kieran will edit it in.
So you want Kieran to be your editor?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big time.
So if I edit it and then I'm also in the video as well, do I then get most of the brand deal?
Well,
and then none of the police time.
You're doing a lot of the work with the HelloFresh. He didn't do much.
The thing is, like, you are, like, you know, a crucial part of the operation, but I am sort of the face of it.
Mm. What a face!
But
as
what?
Well.
What?
Yeah.
What do we do when you're inevitably serving prison time?
Still film, Carl.
This is why we've still got loads of.
You got 100 videos. So,
yeah.
Carl, do you have a GoPro up your bum now, ready for if you do get jailed?
That's actually a really good idea.
So you don't?
I'm going to. Oh, no, I don't have it now, but I am going to. That's the first thing I do when I get
home. I'd suggest a tripod as well, you know, because Kieran won't be able to film.
Mm. I might be able to make that in prison, though.
From what?
I'll make my own tripod.
So you get.
Shit out the GoPro, stick it on.
Stick it on what, though?
My self-made tripod.
Your maid?
Your maid. Your little prison maid.
Wow.
What's his name?
Daphne.
Daphne?
His name is Daphne.
He's the bloke that I speak to in prison. I'll probably end up sharing a cell with
Dean Gaffney.
How are you going to make that happen?
What are you on about, mate?
Just how are you going to... Are you going to pick your roommates in prison?
Oh, but they'll see my videos at this point and
how are you loading them?
Well, I've got them all scheduled, mate.
Right,
how are you
going to
do brand deals from prison?
They're all scheduled. What?
How are you going to do brand deals from prison?
Yeah, and they need to go into scheduled videos.
Yeah.
You're all over the place.
Yeah, I've made some...
Daphne the maid?
No. Daphne's my
You've
dad.
You've pre-made brand deals in the hope that you get those specific brand deals.
Who are some of the brands you're after?
I mean, I've pre-made some for Malibu. I've pre-made some for the Premier League. I'm going to start doing that.
I've never seen those.
They've not come out yet, but I've got a brand deal ready.
How does that go?
It's mostly just me shouting different clubs at the screen and then saying, hey, it's all just a game.
What's this and video that brand deal's in?
That's not a very good advert for the Premier League, yeah, is it? It's just a game.
If you let me finish.
It sounds like it's anti-football.
You'll never guess who's in it.
Yeah. the game of life. It means everything. It doesn't sound very good now, but I promise you, when you see it...
Video that is in? Like, because you've done your stone throw in HelloFresh.
Yeah, well, that video is when I go visiting, you know, like football team, like kids' football teams playing on Saturdays and Sundays. Nothing weird. Okay. I just go there.
You got a GoPro up your bum?
I've got not yet. The GoPro's not happening yet.
Get a second arse.
Got his little stirrups.
Yeah. It's 120 frames. It's fine.
I just heckle him.
What
sort of things you're saying?
You shit. Get him off, ref.
Right.
Oh, don't
and then
do
I'll,
that.
I'll speak to the coach. I'll Goodness speak me. To the coach afterwards. And I'll be like, just get him gone. He's got no left foot. He claims to be left footed, but.
It sounds like you, Ryan. I mean, Carl. It sounds like you, Carl.
That's bollocks.
Carl, it just seems like you're going around causing a lot of disruption and hatred. Mm. And you think, yeah, it may get some views, but how does that appeal to Kieran? I feel like the worst people on the internet, that.
I think what you got to remember, at the end of the day, it is all about views. At the end of the
it's true.
Yeah. It pays the bills. Eventually it'll pay my bills.
You'd be demonetised, probably. Hurling abuse at kids.
Put a single video
We could put it behind a paywall.
Yeah.
All the actual abuse.
Yeah.
And then just cut out the people dying in the cars.
Imagine, title for that one, Abusing Kids at Football.
Oh, well, no, that won't get... yeah,
yeah. Gone wrong.
Yeah. Sorry, what's the title then?
I've already done an inquiry to that.
Moral support...
Right, that's not getting many views.
No, it will, because loads of people probably...
What's the thumbnail going to be?
A lot of them are just going to be me.
Like you with a group of kids crying.
Premier League are going to sponsor a video called Moral Support, and it's you yelling abuse at little children.
Have you got any merch ideas?
Merch, yes.
Any catchphrases
for
merch?
Maybe an orange jumpsuit?
Yeah, obviously I've got a quite wacky hairstyle.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I think this is going to really take off.
My hair, hairstyle.
Your eye does take off quite easily, in fact.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's just a prototype at the moment. I am growing that hair
myself.
You can't
wear it.
I am growing that hair myself.
You can't be abusing kids like that.
Though you do look like...
You fit the bill.
You do look like a bit of a wrong'un with those glasses on.
Right.
That haircut looks total. You look fucking awful, mate, honestly.
I've come here, right, with some great ideas and a great opportunity for you, Mr. Carlin.
Kieran, what's it to be?
I'm going to accept.
Wow. Carlberg
and Carlin. Yeah. What's the name of the two of you? What's the duo called?
Slap and Tickle.
What happened to Carlberg and Carlin?
Yes. So I've just had an idea for a video. Yeah. I've had an idea for a video.
Well, congratulations, Carl.
Yeah, this is great news. I'll go and speak to my people.
Who are your people?
My mum and dad.
See you later, mate.
See you later, mate.
See you later, boys.
See you.
In a bit.
In a bit, Carlin.
Well, congratulations. That's
thank you.
Well,
I'm excited.
A business opportunity.
Well, the opportunity, yeah.
Big 2026 for you.
It's going to be pretty good.
For any drivers of, you know, the UK, just don't.
Yeah. Watch out, I guess.
It feels like, you know, obviously Ryan was speaking about his hatred of cars and going at speed. It feels like someone like Ryan who's trying to get one back on the cars for what happened to his cat.
Mm. Oh, hello.
Have you heard of Carl Berg?
No.
Yeah, so. Mm.
But you will soon.
Yeah. Oh, will I?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You'll bloody
Big
learn,
things
mate.
Are coming.
Nice. You'll bloody learn. Do we ever put it to the max or a final question?
Got to put it to the max, yeah.
Oh, I'm seething. My neighbour's wife gave me the eye as I went for a walk with my wife, Borat. So I did what any man would do and I asked her to cheat. Turns out she's got gammy eyes and has been eyeing up me wife and they've been cheating. How do I convince her husband to cheat with me as revenge?
That's a great question.
It's just an everyday situation for some people.
Yeah.
Should we have Ryan as the gamier?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be your husband.
Okay.
And then we've got the original.
Do you want to be the husband and I'll be the wife?
So you and Ryan have been getting off, and you want to get off with me to get back at your wife.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And you've got the gammy eye.
I'm trying to do a tit for tat snog.
Yeah. You want to say something?
Yeah. All right then, love.
Who are you talking to?
You. Get my women mixed. No. What?
Women? What are you talking about women for? I'm your hubby.
Yeah, no.
I'm your hubby for life.
Yes, I'm a woman. I forgot about that.
How can you forget?
I don't know. It's a Sunday.
You're going for Miss Universe. How could you forget you're a woman?
Yeah, no, that is true.
Sorry, going for Miss Universe.
Yeah. It's funny about
Who
that.
Who are you?
I'm your next door neighbour.
Who the frig are you?
Can you speak when I let you speak?
Oh, I like that. You. I like that. Sorry. I'm in a good...
I'm annoyed.
Why are you annoyed, pal?
She's been a sket.
Well, that's no way to speak to a lovely lady.
Hey, silence. Silence. I've learned from this fella. He knows how to control a woman. How's she been a sket? Who's sketting with that?
Fuck off.
Who have you been sketting with?
I've been sketting around the whole fucking world, mate. 24/7, sket heaven.
I'm not fucking shocked.
Are you kidding?
No way, you're in Skettel.
No, this is Skeven, trust me.
Taste the rainbow, yeah. Skettles.
Yeah, fucking taste this, mate. What? Honestly.
All right. I can smell it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Are you kidding?
Don't like mackerel.
Why are you so against me?
It's nice, isn't it? Are you against
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I actually don't mind her.
Don't mind
so
her.
Different, love.
Yeah.
No. You dropped everything.
We actually get on very well.
You get on?
Yeah.
Good job you're not getting off, I'll say that.
Wow.
Kind of Miss Universe letting off with the Skettel.
Are you kidding?
Rubbish Skettel.
This is 10 out of 10 for some people.
Not here. I'm all right, love.
You'll
be fucking lucky to have a bit of this.
I don't want any.
Well, part of you probably does.
Tin of corned beef at a buffet saying, you want some of this? No. No, I don't.
Don't compare me to a tin of corned beef.
Why not?
I'm probably, like, I don't know, prawn cocktail, mate.
No, thank you.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Still fish, though, isn't it? Prawn cocktail.
Well, corned beef isn't fish.
You're fucking idiot.
You're saying about speaking of fish.
You're stupid fucking dunce.
You're saying about speaking of fish.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, everyone in this room
went
right now.
Went fishing last week, found a fucking tin of corned beef in sea. You fucking twat.
That is the last time we shag.
What?
You what? You got a smirk on your face.
I'm
sorry. Wipe it off.
I can't.
Miss Universe. Can't be talking like that. Shag.
Sorry.
Are you going to impress Teddy Sheningham or whoever it is that judges
it? Yeah, I wasn't thinking. I wasn't thinking there.
No, you clearly were. How'd you shag fishing?
Well,
how do you shag fishing?
How do you shag fishing?
Stick your rod in.
You don't have a rod, you two.
No.
Make it work. How do you make it work?
He wears his fingerless gloves. Well, she, I guess. She wears her fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
What do you mean, he? This is Miss Universe, potentially.
Have you been with her?
I've been with her, lad.
Have you?
You know I have. Are you kidding?
I thought it was once, ages
ago. You're a
frigid
bitch,
mate. You knew about this. My wife.
I had <Laura. laughs>
I had suspicions.
Oh. And yes, it was often in.
Was it? In you?
No.
In this universe?
No.
You can't be Miss Universe shagging everyone else.
Oh,
she can't be
I'm
fucking Miss Universe anyway, mate.
Get around the universe.
What do you mean? You're the one who got off with her. You should be proud. You should be privileged to the corned beef getting off with my wife.
I'm sorry to
why is everyone else getting some apart from me?
I think there's only one way to make it even.
Yeah. Kill them.
We could do that, actually.
I've got so much to live for.
If you want to go driving, I have a couple of rocks.
or I could coax her over the road. I'll go, Miss Universe! Miss Universe! I should bounce over the bonnet.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at that?
You've probably had her over the bunny, it sounds like.
Yeah, in the back as well.
Back to the
under the car. Oh, that was fun.
Under the car,
you too. No, it's for Fiat Panda.
Are you lying next to each other? Are you having sex under the car?
Have you never had sex under a car?
I've never had sex.
What? You've never had sex?
I'm so perturbed by this. You're not with everyone else, but me. Husband of 40 years.
I'm the orgasm queen.
Not when I'm around.
Never had an orgasm.
I can't even imagine, you know, how I'd have sex with someone. What do you think, John?
Well, I think I've had sex before. I'm not quite sure. It felt like it, but I weren't sure.
Maybe we could scurry off to these bushes and see what happens. Maybe we could both.
I don't really have sex. Who's... Forgive me if I sound like I'm new to this, but whose penis goes in the other one's penis?
Both, I think.
Both?
I think it becomes one penis.
Like some sort of Chinese finger trap?
Yes. Like Spice Girl said, when two become one. That's about sex.
We can have an orgy.
Fuck off. Miss Universe.
No, think of the smell.
Come beef and
that's all I can think
us.
About.
Yeah, just
the only thing that gets me going.
Yeah.
Wish you were
best
going.
Part.
We could hire a car.
And get under it.
And see.
Don't even need to hire a car, just find one.
Maybe find a nice garage.
You're so classless. Using strangers' car for a sex session.
Just as good as hiring a bloody car.
No, it's not.
Going up to Hertz and going, oh, I'll have your thinnest car, please, the shag under.
Tell you what does hurt. My bloody heart.
Yeah.
Your what?
Heart.
Heart. Oh, good. Well, do you know what? I'm sick of you anyway.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Doesn't look like.
Yeah, bloody am.
Had your eye on everyone else in this town.
Fucking hell, that eye, really?
Yeah, really, I know.
Jesus
Christ.
Where's
she going?
That is intense.
I don't know who she's looking at now.
I think it's me.
I understand. I understand the confusion.
Yeah,
It is concerning. Oh, is there permanent damage? Will it ever go away?
I think she's permanently damaged, yes.
Well, she will be after being with tinned corned beef.
Not tinned corned beef. Where are you getting this from?
Shops. Fish aisle. You're not getting it from the sea, do you? Fucking idiot.
You'd be fucking lucky to have a bit of this. Fucking lucky,
fucking
mate.
Lucky.
You can if you want. I'm kind of done with it, to be honest. I think I like you.
Well, you don't need these women. Miss Universes.
Initially, I wanted to get even, but now I want cock.
Okay, no.
You're going to say you want to get Stephen, but no, cock's a better slogan. Yeah, we'll be a couple of cheeky cock boys.
Yeah, there's nothing less gay than watching the football with two erections.
There's a kid's game on. Do you want to hurl abuse at them?
Well, yeah, let it go down first.
We'll intertwine our bum cheeks and hurl abuse at kids.
We can dock.
See you later, women.
Yeah.
Stupid.
You want to go women. Fuck?
Yeah. Big time.
Oh, right. Keen. Begging right. It.
Good luck. It's all fingers.
Fingers and toes.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, I think that helps.
Don't know whose problem that was.
No, I got
it.
No,
a lot of problems.
Because you have to be very vulnerable to open up like that. But thank you for reaching out to us. And we hope that helped.
I think it did. It helped me in a way.
Quite a woke scenario that we played out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we're just those guys.
Very modern.
Yeah.
They sounded okay with it. I'm okay with it.
I think so. I think so. Hopefully the viewers will be. Anything to say, Ryan?
Good luck, I guess.
Yeah.
With your issues.
I love that. That's nice.
Issue.
Kieran, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you?
Search my name, Kieran Carlin. And anything. CIARAN. And it'll come up.
Lovely. You also have Kieran Carlin FC.
I do, yeah. I like football kits, which is my kind of autism.
I like football kits.
That's why I'm wearing this and you're wearing that.
Yeah, a little bit of rivalry. Max, you have... Oh, do you have... Max has an old Portsmouth top.
You do? Yeah, you have a Spain one as well, don't you?
I've got a Spanish one. I've got a Nigerian one.
Oh!
All the great places. Nice.
What's the
Oliver
sponsor?
Max.
Sponsor on the Portsmouth one, was it?
Jobsite? Jobco.uk?
Yeah, I've been to Portsmouth. Yeah.
It needs it.
Yeah. If you're not in Gunwharf Keys, you're pretty much in Helmand province.
Do you have any old kits, Ryan?
Kids?
not anymore. Yeah.
Old ones, not like vintage.
Not old ones. Have you got any, though? That's
yes,
three.
Yes, yeah, I've got no kits.
Yeah.
Yes, no,
I've got some though. Football kits.
Name two.
Torino. That's Ooh. Got loads of logos on it.
It was one of those mystery football ones where you get a hideous kit.
They're quite tight. I feel like it's tight. Yeah.
What else do I get in a mystery? Deer Park Rangers, some American team.
Deer Park Rangers?
It's like a second division American team. It's awful.
Wow.
Is it like a good kit?
No, like a bad quality material. Mm. That's the worst part.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you're a fan of football kits or football in general... Mm. Great videos on Kieran Carlin FC. Great videos in general on Kieran Carlin.
Thank you.
And check out Carl Berg and Kieran Carlin coming in 2026.
Nice.
Well, excited for that.
Watch out for the roads. Ryan, sign us off.
You have been listening to the Stephen Tries podcast.
Oh, forget it.
Thank you, Max.
White Noise podcast. Jesus Christ.
Stinker. Every time.